For a time today, the contenders for the Democratic presidential nomination were asked to stop talking policy and listen. At a forum in Columbia, South Carolina, poor and unemployed people told their stories. NPR's Robert Smith has the story of what happened as politicians connected with the less powerful.
Candidates for president spend so much time talking at people that they have trouble sometimes just talking with people, at least while the cameras are rolling. One politician that did it so well was former President Bill Clinton, who could listen intently to voters and feel their pain at the same time. Today in South Carolina, the candidates did their best to live up to that Clinton style. At a televised forum for community and poverty activists, Lucille from Missoula, Montana, held up a picture of her young grandson, who died because she said he didn't have access to public health care.
He needed his Medicaid. He doesn't need it anymore, but there's other people out there that need it.
As she was telling her story, General Wesley Clark went over to stand beside her, nodding as she spoke. He took her hands in his.
There is no reason why a young man like your grandson will die, because this is the wealthiest country in the world, and we got plenty of money to take care of every person in this country and keep them healthy. We just have to have some leadership to do it, and that's why I'm running.
There was a lot of touching at this event, as one candidate after another reached out to the people on the stage, placing a reassuring hand on someone's shoulder or even hugging them. Beatrice Ledesma from Wichita, Kansas, told Senator John Kerry about how her father was abused as a worker when he traveled from Mexico to America.
I never want anything like what happened to my father, to what happened to me or anybody else that's over here.
I understand.
Kerry reached over and gave her a hug.
I understand that.
Then he turned his back on her to face the audience.
That shouldn't happen. And I am in favor of a program that brings people out of the shadows and treats people decently.
The event forced politicians to make a choice, either talk to the person crying next to them, or to the thousands of voters in the hall, or to the TV cameras. And they faced another dilemma. The leading candidates for the nomination, Clark, Kerry, Dean, and Edwards, all have assets estimated at more than $1 million. And here they had to figure out how to connect with the poor and the unemployed. Senator John Edwards tried to empathize with a worker who lost his job when his factory shut down.
The mill closed in my hometown, in North Carolina, and I saw what it did to the community. I'll stop.
Senator, next question is this. You made millions of dollars as a trial lawyer. According to published reports, you and your wife recently purchased 2 multi-million-dollar homes in the Washington area. You talk about two Americas. Is it reasonable to think that you can relate to those who are less fortunate, to those who don't have insurance or a roof over their heads?
Yes, it is. Yes. The answer is the life that I have lived is the dream that's being shut off for so many Americans every single day.
After the event, Kerry Stewart, a retiree in the audience, gave the candidates a mixed review. It's great for them to talk about poverty, she said, but she just doesn't believe them when they try to show their human side.
They don't have that human side because they're already rich, and we are poor, struggling people out here. They don't see our views. They just say them things, but they don't do none of them things.
Of course, Stewart says she'll still vote for a Democrat this fall, if only because of all that Bill Clinton did for poor folks. Now that man, she says, could really connect with people. Robert Smith, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.